Nkosana Makate, the inventor of Please Call Me, revealed that Vodacom offered him 47 million rand to settle the compensation matter that the Constitutional Court ruled must be determined for his invention, which has commercially benefited the telecoms giant. He's dismissed the figure as inherently unfair, and it's said that he's looking for a 5% share of what he says is revenue accrued as a direct result of the invention from 2001 to date. Well, to find out more on this story, I'm joined in studio by my colleague, Ray Mutlaka. He's a MoneyWeb contributor. Thanks very much for joining us, Ray.
Thanks for having me, Ampere.
After so much hush-hush around the settlement figure that Vodacom offered Mr. Makate, he's finally revealed that indeed that he was offered 47 million rand, but clearly he's not inspired by that figure. Tell us more.
He isn't. So up until this point, we didn't know exactly how much he was offered in terms of the settlement. Both parties cited confidentiality agreements, which actually barred both parties from actually telling us how much he's been Makate has been offered in terms of a settlement. Mm. But we know that settlement talks have broken down, and Nkosana Makate is not happy with the 47 million rand that Vodacom has offered him for being a Please Call Me inventor. Mm. He's not happy to the point that he's now going back to court at the Pretoria High Court to challenge the settlement figure and to compel Vodacom to disclose how much revenue has been generated from the Please Call Me idea since it was launched in March 2001. Mm. And he also wants the court to set aside and review the settlement figure that Vodacom has offered him. And he's not happy. He calls it grossly unfair.
Yes.
Because he believes that his settlement runs into billions of rands.
Yeah. So given the fact that it was the Constitutional Court that basically determined that it should be the CEO of Vodacom to make the determination,
sure,
right? And they are the last stop, aren't they, in terms of legal decisions. Mm. What are the chances that they'll overturn that decision?
I'm not sure yet exactly what the mechanics of the new court process will entail, but back in 2016, when the Crown Court delivered that judgment, that groundbreaking judgment that affirmed that Nkosana Makate was the inventor of Please Call Me, it said that Vodacom and Makate should enter into in good faith negotiations to determine a settlement amount. Mm. And if that process breaks down, then the Vodacom Group CEO, Shamil Yusuf, would be involved as a deadlock breaker as well. So Vodacom has complied with the order of the Constitutional Court because Shamil Yusuf was involved in that process. But now we know that nothing good came out of those discussions.
That's right.
Yet. So we might see the High Court perhaps start through a whole new process now to determine how much Vodacom has generated from the revenues that Please Call Me has generated or allegedly has generated since 2001. Vodacom says that there aren't revenues tied to the Please Call Me product itself. So that's also under dispute, which the court will weigh up, I guess.
They'll need to determine that indeed. So this looks like it's getting messier. So where to next?
So now that Nkosana Makate has launched his court papers, Vodacom will need to respond to those court papers. Vodacom spokesperson did tell me yesterday that they do intend to oppose Nkosana Makate's court papers and their allegations as well.
Yeah.
So it seems like it's another twist to a prolonged matter that is now spanning to effectively 11 years, 11
yes.
going on 12 years.
That's right.
As well, because at heart here is the manner in which Vodacom came to the conclusion of the 47 million rand.
Yes.
Nkosana Makate says that it is based on revenues that was generated by Please Call Me over a 5-year period.
Mm.
Whereas Nkosana Makate says he wants Vodacom to include revenues over an 18-year period. And whatever settlement that, Vodacom gets to, it needs to include interest on top of that over the past 18 years. And he wants a settlement that will also take into account his legal fees that have been incurred since he fought Vodacom at a court-like process. Hmm. So that's why he reached more than 10 billion rand figure for the settlement.
That's huge. And just to throw you a curveball, you talk about twists and turns and sagas. What's the latest with the Peter Moyo case?
Oh, goodness, number. So we are back in court on Friday. We know that Old Mutual has applied to get a declaratory order from the High Court. Basically wanting clarity on whether if it has formally appealed or launched papers to appeal the High Court judgment that reinstated Moyo as CEO, doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't have to comply with the order pending the conclusion of the appeal process.
Yes.
So we heard arguments from both parties on Friday. Peter Moyo added another twist. He also wants a counter order to declare the board of Old Mutual to be in contempt of court for failing to comply with the High Court order. That on its own has implications for the 14-member board. So we heard all the arguments from both parties, and the judge will have to rule back in the next 2 weeks as well.
Yeah, that's a hot one. All right, Ray, thank you very much. And sorry to throw you that curveball. Ray Matlaka, he's a MoneyWeb contributor.